If you want to know where that is for sure, you can go to the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 12.
Call now, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Way Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Let's go to the 18th verse. I want to skip that. We'll move from the 18th to the 20th. My heart goes out to those folk in Jackson. When you think about the little bitty babies, the elders, just people just don't have. Well, let's get to the text. We'll get to it. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Here I keep the verse. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's talk just a little bit. Sister Connie?
Yes, sir.
From leadership,
yes,
to leadership. From leadership to leader shift. Yeah. Maybe a series, I don't know, I think it will be. When we look at what's taking place in our neighboring city of Jackson, and even right here in the city of LA, Alexandria, we have a great problem. Where leaders have only been concerned about themselves. And left everyone else out. In other words, leaders have lined their own pockets and have not taken care of the business for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
From governmental officials to preachers. I don't leave preachers out. For a good leader knows how to take their disciples and make them better, lift them up where they will be able to increase their worth. Come go with me here just a little bit. I don't want to be with anything or anyone that take away my worth. If I'm going to be in something or with someone, they're going to have to increase my word. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You done seen somebody connected to somebody and they stopped, went down. Well, y'all got quiet.
They know where
you
at, though.
Y'all done got quiet.
They know where
you
at.
Dwayne, I think I'm in here by myself. Don't couple yourself with things and people that bring your worry down. I'd rather be single and by myself before I tangle up with someone who's gonna bring me down. What the saying says, I can do bad. Oh, y'all come go with me here now. I can do bad all by. I still got some reverb in my ears, running me crazy. But I can do bad by myself. I don't need you to help me do bad. If you're gonna help me to increase my work.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
And not decrease my word.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me here this morning?
I'm with you.
So many times we allow ourselves to be shortchanged. Even in our personal life. Our church life, we allow ourselves to be shortchanged. Sometimes I have to laugh at Jerry. She says, don't cheat me this morning, Reverend. I said, well, I'll be tired. But I respect the man. Because I want the best on this morning. And I caught hell all week. Maybe y'all had it. Maybe y'all lied just so good. But some folk catch hell all week. And this is the one day they can come and help offload their problem and their situations. Their headaches and their heartaches, they can unload the things that is tearing them down, and they can come and give them to Jesus. So preachers, that's why it's so important that when we stand behind the desk, that we don't shortchange the people in the pew. Because they are going through so much. They don't always say it. They just smile. They're still catching hair. Smile. Still sick. Smile. Still broke. Smile. Still don't know where to turn. So it's important that the leader shifts from where you are to where you got to be. Yes. What makes Nick Saban so great, and I don't like Alabama, but I respect it. Not just he's just a good coach, or Robinson was just a good coach, but they knew how to shift their players and make them better players. They could be mediocre, but when they put them in their hands, they get them to shift from being mediocre to being all pro. Do I have some help in the house? So therefore, the leadership must go to the leadership. And now, we don't like to shift. Because we like to stay in neutral. Or we like to stay par. Come go with me here. Pleasant Green, we're in the position where we don't have to shift the gear. And so we have to go to the, not the leadership, but to the leadership. But we're going to have to shift the car. Don't move until you shift it in and gear. Now you can stay parked if you want, but you're gonna be by yourself. You ain't gonna park me with you.
Don't even think you know.
The verse is good, but you can't stay that long. So you have to be in a driving motion. This is why the black church has been so far behind. It's because the leadership has not leadership. The church has been in that condition for 120 years. And it has never shifted. Now, I know you don't like the shift, because when you shift, you got the something that we got automatic engines now. Yeah. But sometimes you have to clutch it. Double clutch it. But the church has to move. And we have crippled the church the way we want it to be, and not have it the way the Lord wants it to be. So if you're in neutral, I just ask you to move over one to drive. So, look what Jesus is trying. Well, listen. Gordon Taylor said, it is better to fail with a goal in view.
Yeah. All right now.
Than to succeed without a goal. Never delay what you must do for the master. When you don't prepare for the worst, the worst wins. When you don't prepare for the worst,
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study.